And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Joe Chaney talks about why bad art is bad.
Why is bad art so bad? I mean, why does it embarrass us? For example, when I try to sing, my friends don't merely dislike it, they're offended by it. They take my caterwauling as a form of torture, a horror I'm inflicting on them. If we're in public, they're anxious to prevent other people from hearing me. A bad singer is not like a bad tennis player. People simply laugh at the awkwardness of a sports failure. Likewise, if someone doesn't know how to use a handsaw, his actions are ridiculous or dangerous, but they aren't a crime against humanity. A bad vocal performer, though, seems to insult the listener and to violate standards of decency. We take the imposition of their screeches personally, as if they had spat on us. It's the same with the visual arts or writing. If you have an eye for design or a feeling for the written word, the bad stuff makes you wince. It hurts. It assaults your sensibilities. This annoying effect of bad art has something to do with the uselessness of art in general. Art isn't art if it has any obvious practical value. It's a sort of cultural curlicue, a quirky embellishment on functional existence. That quality of useless extravagance is surely at the origin of all art. Art springs from idleness. At base, it's nothing more than a fancy kind of fidgeting. But what began as an annoying, perhaps even unconscious outburst, a sort of burp of the mind, gradually became a disciplined process. The thoughtless tapping is honed into a percussive skill. The habit of scratching the dirt with a stick is developed into a visual craft. The daydream is reshaped into a fairy tale. Good art, great art, conceals its disreputable origins. When you listen to an improvisational jazz number by Miles Davis, you rise above mere existence, practicality, and functionality into a spiritual domain in which subtle and extravagant gestures have meaning. Art is the realm of meaning. But it begins in meaninglessness, and even when it expands to its most epic proportions, it retains always a residue of the purposeless, the accidental, and the peculiar, what we might call style, the psychic signature of an individual artist. Art is a miraculously beautiful or interesting belch. When we encounter bad art, we experience many of the same fundamental qualities and effects, but more bluntly. The bad singing voice is all peculiarity, randomness, or self-indulgence. The irregularity of individuality has not yet been smoothed away by the discipline of art. What we normally take for individuality in a great artist is really an effect of art, a cultured style. Art creates a sense of the natural by filtering out or reshaping much of what is found in nature. The bad singer on a show like American Idol really might as well be belching into the microphone. We have no patience with mediocrity in art. There is no point in tolerating a song that doesn't sing. That song is pointlessly pointless. The meaningful uselessness of good art is not at all accidental. Its playfulness raises us above our daily business and shows us another way of being. But finally, I don't mean to say that the only valuable art is high art, or that high art needs to be highly refined. No matter the style or mix of ingredients, art that pleases transforms the ordinary and the usual. What embarrasses us in bad art is the display of our ordinary needs and desires. At the heart of performance is our pathetic need for attention. Art risks displaying that naked need. It risks putting our private desire for pleasure on display. When it fails as art, we have nowhere to hide. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Joe Chaney.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.